This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So President Biden has signed an executive order to not necessarily overturn Roe v. Wade. He can't do that. But to mitigate penalties for women who want to seek getting an abortion and going out of state. So it's a little confusing because it sounds like he wants to make sure that if a woman decides to travel to California or Nevada or Florida or all these states that allow abortion, she can't get penalized by her state. Now, I could be naive. I don't know of any law that says if you decide to travel, go on vacation, and do something, when you come back, we're going to prosecute you as it pertains to abortion. I could be wrong. But that's what that executive order is. A lot of people are confused. I think the executive order says you could have an abortion in any state you want. No, I believe what it does is they want to make sure that that if somebody is going out of state, they don't necessarily get arrested for going out of state. It also asks the Department of Health and Human Services to safeguard access to medical abortions, emergency medical care, and contraception in all 50 states. Biden is going to ask Attorney General Merrick Garland to convene pro bono lawyers and legal organizations to offer their services to encourage robust legal representation of patients, providers, and parties, third parties, lawfully seeking or offering reproductive health care services throughout the country. The White House specifically noted that such representation, according to the New York Post, could include protecting the right to travel out of state to obtain an abortion. Now, I don't know of any efforts right now for states to prevent medical abortion, meaning to save the life of the mother. I don't know of any state that doesn't allow that currently. I also don't know of any state that prevents access to contraception. But apparently this executive order shows that he's protecting those from those states that are doing that to people. I just don't know which states are doing that. They also want to protect against any state law meant to prevent a woman from crossing state lines to obtain an abortion. He said, may a state bar a resident of that state to travel to another state to obtain an abortion? So Kavanaugh, who endorsed overturning Roe, he said, in my view, the answer is no, based on the constitutional right to interstate travel. May a state retroactively impose liability or punishment on an abortion that occurred before today's decision takes effect? No, he said. So, again, I'm a little confused at the goal of it. I think what it is Biden needs to look like he's doing something because his base is very, very upset about the Roe v. Wade overturn. But the Roe v. Wade overturn said the feds are out. The feds cannot deny you abortion. The feds cannot make it illegal. This is between you and the states. We can't say it's illegal. We can't say it's constitutional. We don't think the Constitution says anything about it. So if you want, you know, whatever you guys are doing in terms of who's paying for it and, you know, what weeks and all that, that's between you and the state. We, the feds, are out. And so some people, which is very interesting, because I've heard from people on all sides of this. I've heard Republicans who are so mad saying, I can never vote Republican now. I've heard Democrats going, there's actually more freedom in a way. And so, the, you know, the idea of the feds finally putting it in writing that they cannot interfere with a woman's reproductive rights in terms of blocking it is a plus for people who are pro-choice that wanted the government, you know, not involved. It's a negative for those who feel that some of the states are going to start to restrict. Somebody had emailed me going, well, gosh, now we're going to have a bunch of laws in 50 states. We already do. Abortions being done at 6 weeks versus 12 weeks versus 15 versus 24 weeks. There's already, every state already has, because that's what happened. Roe v. Wade said, look, you know, all states have to provide some sort of abortion services because it can't be illegal for a woman who wants to end her pregnancy. That's what Roe v. Wade did. But then it's up to the states as to how you guys want to regulate it. So some states were like heartbeat. The second we see a heartbeat, baby's alive, you can't abort. For others, it's like, well, until third trimester, we're fine. So we already had states interjection. What happened with the Supreme Court is they said, look, we do not, and especially with all the riots and the protests and things like that, the Supreme Court justices do not want to be involved or make a decision on a woman's right to choose. But when they believe it's not in the Constitution and it's not a constitutional right, it's a state right. So the executive order that Biden is doing is going to also direct agencies to work and educate medical providers and insurers about how and when they are required to share privileged patient information with authorities. This is an effort to protect women who seek or utilize abortion services. Now, that's something that I had brought up, going, where's the privacy in all this? When a woman wants to tell her boss at Disney that, you know, I need you to pay for me to go and get an abortion, even though you could get an abortion in California and Florida now, but let's say somebody is in her 24th week and wants to abort, and Florida will only allow it halfway into second trimester, or partway into second trimester. If she goes up to her boss saying, you know, yeah, I want to go, and where's the privacy? Because these employers have promised to pay. Well, they're going to want to know what they're paying for. They don't want to pay for a nose job. They don't want to pay for something else. So that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Ways supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Ways' shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Way lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the next narrative that is going to grow and continue to grow is when there is a mass shooting, or when there is a child or a young adult or a young person in general or any age, when they act out and do violence and kill multiple people, the society is going to turn the blame onto the family and the surrounding family. Some of you might think that is absolutely, you know, logical. Others might be like, okay, wait a second, where is this going here? And so what happened with Robert Crimmel III was he was 19 at the time he bought a gun. He was 21 at the time of the shooting. Well, right now, his parents have lawyered up. the parents of the child that shot up a school and at, like within minutes after a parent-teacher conference of him drawing guns and the parents bought him a gun, they're, I believe, facing jail time. So we, in the news, and we amongst ourselves, say, well, parents need to report their kid if the kid is going to be violent and hurt people, and if not, they go to jail. That's a very easy statement to say. All right? Any of you parents out there, if you think your kid is going to be a homicidal maniac, turn him in. All right, next story. No, not all right, next story. We need to give all parents very clear instructions or come up with a system that's better than call the police on your kid, have the police take them away because you don't like something they're drawing and you don't like the video games they're playing. The average parent does not think that their kid is going to do that. Especially this Robert Crimo was 21 years old. He's an adult. I'm not saying the parents are in the clear, but we're all talking about the parents should call the police, the parents should have the kid arrested, the parents should... Okay, yeah. If you see him loading up, if you see him, you know, planning, if you see the plans, yes, you call the police, you give it all to the police. But that's not what people are asking for, and parents don't always get that sort of view. The public is saying very generally that if you're a parent and you have a kid who could be violent, you need to report him. Well, the average parent is going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a good, yeah, you guys do that. You guys do that. We might need to give parents instructions. I think that's where the next education needs to be. So, one, let's look at the reporting. The average parent's thinking, I'm not going to call the cops on my kid. I call the cops on my kid, I lose my kid. My kid's never going to come home. My kid's never going to love me. My kid's going to hate me. My kid is going to get hurt in jail. That's what the average parent's thinking. They're not going to call the cops. I mean, unless there's really, really gross evidence. In terms of evidence, that's subjective. My kid loves playing video games. GTA, Call of Duty, Hitman. My kid plays video games. I'm not going to call the police on the fact that my kid likes to play video games. Or go pew, 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 pew. Shoot missiles. Or play with lightsabers in the Star Wars Rogue series. My kid plays video games. Well, you should report your kid if he has anger issues. The average kid, right, beats up their sibling. I mean, the siblings fight. The average kid gets into fights. You know, the average kid, when he stubs his toe, is going to cuss. Now, if your kid is lighting the pets on fire, that's a problem. If your kid is beating up on younger brother, you got to separate them and you got to... But, I mean, kids wrestle, they fight, that's what siblings do. So you need to give parents clear instructions on what is a normal child's anger reaction and conflict with siblings and discontent versus what is abnormal. No one's doing that. They're like, okay, yeah, you know, if your kid is violent, my kid wasn't violent. My kid got pushed, he pushed back. They're not going to report that kid to the authorities. So where society needs to go is first, educate parents on what could be signs, right? Parents need to know that they are sometimes the only line of defense between a person in your household and a mass killing. And so signs of fantasizing about killing, fantasizing about beheadings, you know, not realizing it's a game, having signs of mental illness. These are things that are red flags. Wanting to harm somebody, saying you're going to harm yourself, saying, I wish you all were dead. Those are significant signs. Now, a parent may be like, okay, yeah, my kid might have done that, but I'm not calling the police. Then take them to a doctor. Have them see a medical professional. Have them see a counselor. What society needs to do, and health officials and law enforcement need to do, is if you're a parent and you don't want to call the police on your kid because there's some red flags, then where else can you go? Now, the kid is going to be like, oh, you think I'm going to be a mass murderer? So you're making me do this? It has to be somebody that can help the kid with a variety of things. That's why I think we got to really probably recruit the medical field, even though I know nobody's available now. There's telemedicine and things like that. But a one-on-one interaction with a doctor could tell you within seconds if we have a problem. That doctor can do the reporting. That parent could have a private conversation. Say, look, I don't think my kid's going to be one of these mass killers, but he does like, you know, a lot of the video games that the killers do, and I have seen, you know, a lot of drawings, and I think my kid is fine. How do I make sure he's fine? All right. We talk to them. We get a psychologist to kind of do a, you know, and maybe we need to utilize psychology a lot more than we do. We really underutilize that field because of, you know, if somebody goes to one, they find one being, you know, a quack, and then they don't want to go to anybody else. But I got to tell you, there are some fantastic psychologists out there. Now, I did hear of a marriage therapist where one of the spouses was liberal, the other spouse was conservative and voted for Trump, and the therapist goes, what? You voted for Trump? Okay, that person obviously doesn't have objectivity. But there are people out there that are very, very objective, that are fantastic, especially with adolescents, that can talk to them. If they fear that one of the child's hobbies is something that could signify that there could be some, you know, violent behavior, they can report it. They can work on it. They can, I mean, you know, you can have people that are angry. And when they're angry, they lash out. In medical school, we evaluated fruit tree pictures. We had a lecture where a child psychologist showed us pictures of these drawings that kids would draw. They look like really cute pictures until you looked close and you're like, wait a second. Why do they all have belly buttons? Why is she next to the male figure in all these pictures? Why is there fruit on the trees? And apparently, the psychologist said these could be signs that that child is being abused. Now, nobody wants to falsely accuse anybody, especially a parent. I get that. But that's why nobody's accusing. Then I get the child evaluated. Let a professional, you know, and it doesn't have to be, well, because I think you're going to be the next mass murderer, Billy. It's look, you know, I want to know that as you're going through school, that as you're about to go into high school or as you're about to go into college, you know, dealing with relationships, there are things that teenagers can't or adolescents can't really talk to us. So I want to make sure that you're getting things taken care of. And therapy is a healthy way to go. I don't think you're crazy. I don't think anything's wrong with you. But I think it's a good idea so that we don't fight. And you know, you be the best person you could be. There's something you could tell your kid anything. Let the kid get evaluated. And then if there are certain red flags, definitely notify, you know, if it's, like I said, if it's a red flag and you're comfortable calling the police, call the police. But for most parents out there going, I'm not going to do that, then you need to tell somebody. Also, another option is talk to law enforcement and say, look, you know, you can be anonymous and say, you know, look, I think my child is fine, but if there is an issue with the child in the neighborhood or whatever, and I bring up police, they're going to freak out. Is there another person, another department we could refer them to so they don't feel like we're turning them in? And once we evolve that, but we need a plan for parents, because telling them, if your kid is doing some weird things, you know, contact the law enforcement, the average parent will not do that. They should, but they won't. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday after being shot while giving a campaign speech in Western Japan. The former Prime Minister quit politics in 2020 because of health issues. He was talking outside a train station in Nara when a lone gunman fired. He was apprehended moments later. The mayor of San Francisco appointed a new district attorney after the other one was impeached. Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced that Brooke Jenkins will be the next district attorney. The official Disneyland Instagram page appeared to have been briefly hacked Thursday. A hacker posted at least four posts containing racial slurs and vulgar language. The hacker also uploaded a picture of himself and wrote, "I am a super hacker and that I'm here to bring revenge upon Disneyland." Americans' confidence in newspapers and television has fallen to an all-time low, according to a 29-year Gallup survey. USA Radio News. Let's get an update on the crazed 4th of July shooter in Illinois.
We are learning more about the 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting, who showed no emotions during his virtual court appearance. Highland Park Police Department Chief Lou Jogman.
There was quite a bit of pre-planning that went into it. He indiscriminately fired at the crowd of people and, struck people at random.
The Illinois State Police say the alleged gunman passed four background checks in 2020 and 2021, despite two encounters with police in 2019 involving threats of violence to himself and family members and a series of troubling social media posts. He's being held without bond, and more charges are expected to be filed against him in the coming weeks. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm in Nevada. We now have our fifth suspected monkeypox case. This is something that seems to be rising nationally, about 100 cases a day. We were at 600 yesterday. Now we're at 700. In southern Nevada, our fifth person is a man in his 40s, had a history of travel, is currently isolated at home, not needing to be hospitalized, thank God. Of our five cases, four have been confirmed. None of them associated with each other. One has needed hospitalization. The CDC is reporting over 700 cases right now in multiple states. Arizona has three, Arkansas one, California 136, one of the highest hit states. Colorado 9, Connecticut 1, District of Columbia 60, Florida 72, Georgia 19, Hawaii 6, Idaho 1, Illinois 91, Indiana 5, Iowa 1, Kentucky 2, Maryland 14, Massachusetts 30, Michigan 2, Minnesota 8, Missouri 3, Nebraska 1, Nevada per the CDC 4, but it's because they have to confirm this latest fifth one. New Hampshire has 1, New Jersey has 8, New York has 131, being the second most hit state. North Carolina has 3, Ohio has 3, Oklahoma has 2, Oregon has 5, Pennsylvania 16, Puerto Rico has 1, Rhode Island 1, Texas 23, Utah 6, Virginia 17, Washington 10, and Wisconsin 1. States that haven't yet reported a case, doesn't mean they don't necessarily have one, but they don't have one officially reported, is Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, New Mexico, Kansas, Alaska, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, West Virginia, Delaware, Vermont, and Maine. So the U.S. case count is already now at 700. They say one Florida case is listed, but included in the United Kingdom case counts because the individual was tested while in the U.K. So what are we doing about it? Is this serious? So monkeypox will go away on its own for the most part, but there are some serious sequelae that could happen. We've heard of cases of blindness, the pox, the lesions can get infected, can get sepsis, and this isn't just linked to you having sex with somebody. Then it's not just linked to the homosexual male population. Most of the individuals we believe are men who have sex with men. But we also are being told that some of these cases could be person-on-person contact. And so, there are many people that identify as bisexual, or they might cheat on their spouse and then get together with them. And, you know, so sexual activity seems to be a more common mode of transmission, not because it's an STD where it's transmitted by bodily fluids. We don't know. We're still studying that. But it's because skin rubs with skin. Now, in order to prevent it, we need to, one, make people aware that this is spreading and it's more common. Number two is, don't just expect to see the spots on a person's face. All right, we were told that the monkeypox virus is on the face, so you could tell across a room. Now we're being told that some people might only get spots around the genitals, in the rectal area, anus. So if you're meeting somebody at a bar, and, you know, their button shirt is open, and their chest looks good, and their face looks good, and you're like, well, you want to hook up? Yeah, I don't have monkeypox. You might not notice it unless you have a light on in the room and you take off the pants. We are also being told that not all monkeypox illnesses are going to have the symptoms of fever, chills, sore throat, fatigue, muscle aches, backache, headache, swollen lymph glands. Some people might just get the rash. Well, that's not cool. Because if somebody's ill, they'll hopefully stay home. The other issue we're running into is many people feel, I can't tell you how many times people have called with viral illness, or I think I have the flu. Might tell me your symptoms. Fever, body aches, chills. Okay, well, we're seeing that with COVID right now. Everybody and their mother has seemed to get the BA Omicron 4 or 5 or the 2.121 strain. So you might be feeling feverish and all that. You might try to take a bunch of Tylenol or Motrin or whatever so you can make it to the party. You got a big weekend this weekend. If at all you're feeling sick, you're not testing positive for COVID, be on the lookout for spots, and please don't be around people. Whether you have COVID, whether you have flu, whether you have monkeypox, okay? Do not, just hook up with people when you feel ill. That's why you feel ill. You know, it's amazing how our sex drive a lot of times does not go down when we're sick. Every time I had COVID, my sex drive was still normal. And I'm like, why is that? From an evolutionary standpoint, you don't want people, you know, randy and wanting to get together with people when they're sick. But, you know, people, they will, you know, they, people have gone to work sick. They'll try to tough it out. And so you need to be aware. The other thing is these pocks might not look all like blistered. Some of them may look like an ulceration, like somebody scraped themselves. So I'm looking at a picture right now. I could tell it was a pox that erupted and like a blister that opened. I could tell. But when you look at the person's finger and the person's hand, it looks like they scraped it up against something. So I'm saying all this because somebody could lie to you. They could hide their lesions. They could say their lesion is a scrape. They could say, oh, yeah, I'm breaking out. And originally monkeypox was supposed to be kind of similar to smallpox where there were bubbles and pustules and spots all over the place. Monkeypox might only leave a few spots. We're learning as we go. And monkeypox used to have multiple more spots. But things are changing. Most cases resolve in a couple weeks. We want you to isolate for at least 21 days. But if the lesions affect the eye, not good. If you get secondary infections, you could get pneumonia. You could get sepsis. Now, how do we treat it? Well, we don't have monkeypox medicine. No, you can't use a Z-Pak. No, you can't use COVID meds. No Tamiflu. No. So there are smallpox medicines we're using and the smallpox vaccine. So the Jynneos or the Imvanex is the smallpox vaccine that is now being made into overdrive to help give it to people to prevent them from getting monkeypox because it does appear to be protective. I want to say that cautiously because this monkeypox strain is looking different from others. And we saw what happened with COVID. But for the most part, they think it's going to work. Right now, the CDC believes it's 85% efficacious in preventing severe monkeypox. Mortality rate ranges from 1 to 15% if you're not vaccinated, so it's definitely something to consider. If you are hospitalized, people have asked, well, what do we do as doctors in the hospital if a monkeypox patient comes in? Well, the CDC has given us doctors some guidance. There are some certain antivirals that are available, the bricidofovir, the cidofovir, the ticovirimat, TPOX. These are things that could be used. There's also the vaccina immune globulin intravenous, which is an antibody, kind of like, you know, not like the monoclonal antibodies, but acting similar. Well, it goes in and it could block the virus. Again, made for smallpox. All of these are made for smallpox, but they think that it could work. We believe those of us Gen Xers and boomers who were vaccinated for smallpox should not get monkeypox. Most of these people are younger. The only thing is one of the cases in Nevada was a 50-year-old. So 50-year-olds are in that age group that should have gotten it. People in their 40s and below are the ones that you did not get the smallpox. How do you know you got the smallpox vaccine as a kid? You got a big, ugly scar on your arm. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one question I was asked about a year or two ago, and we talked about it then, was how much in danger do medical professionals feel? Now, do we ever get assaulted? Do we ever get threatened? Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many times. When I was an ER doc, drunks would be grabbing your boob. They'd be grabbing at you. They would, you know, pretend to swing at you. And, you know, I learned how to block pretty good. My father taught me. So I was pretty comfortable with that. In your medical office, again, you know, boob touching, butt. I hated it when my patients would pat me on the butt. I'm like, stop it. I mean, just really stupid things some patients would do. But I was in a very heightened, I was always ready and prepared, and that's why I had my CCW and things like that, because I live in an area where multiple doctors have gotten shot, some of them killed, doctors I had trained with. So it was not that foreign to me that I would need to protect myself. In fact, when I was training in one of the ERs, I was training, and all the doctors packed. They all did. And I felt so safe. And I'm like, you know, and they're like, you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, people will try and kill the doctor. So I learned early on as a student that it could be very, very dangerous. I don't know if the memo has gotten out. And I don't think that most medical facilities or home checks or home visits or whatever really provide the protection for the healthcare worker. Remember, there was somebody who was asking that she could be armed because there was somebody who had gotten killed during a welfare check. Well, what happened in this particular case? There was a female therapist, only 20 years old. This was in Florida. Her name is Svi Alswing. She was tortured and repeatedly raped for 15 hours after being taken hostage by her client. She had to be taken to the hospital, then taken to another hospital, treated for injuries. She sustained injuries to her head, body, after being tortured, beaten, and raped for 15 hours. Now, the patient has been arrested. He's facing charges. Oh, wait a second. Whoa. Oh, whoa. Sorry. Forgive me. All right, Svi is the patient. Sorry about that. A 20-year-old man is the one that did the beating, torturing. I apologize, there were some typos on this. The female therapist, we don't have her name information. I was wondering, because I'm like, that was kind of pretty early. So the person who attacked her is the 20-year-old. And he held her hostage at his home. He was shot in the head by police who forced their way into his parents' home to rescue her. He survived the shooting, had to be taken to the hospital, and then transferred to Palm Beach County. The victim, the name is not being released. Victim was held at knife point. Cops were able to get the therapist, transport her to Wellington Memorial Hospital, treat her for injuries that she sustained to the face, body, and head after she was beaten and tortured and raped. So he, Svi Alswing, is being charged with armed, false imprisonment, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So we don't have a lot of information, so we don't know exactly what this was. Was it a home visit? Did he take her to the home? The female therapist told investigators that she was there for a scheduled therapy appointment. The therapist told detectives she was aware that he had a sexual battery charge as a juvenile. Part of the therapy was focused on helping him get a job and prepare for an interview. She said that she had gone to the home a number of times before, but there was usually somebody home. This time he was alone. After their session was over, the victim said Alswing began asking her inappropriate questions. When she tried to get out of there, she saw that the window of the front door was covered up. The blinds to the windows was covered, meaning he was planning to hold her hostage. He became aggressive, told her she couldn't leave. He confiscated her phone, put it on airplane mode, wrapped it in aluminum foil and duct tape, then bound her hands behind her back with duct tape. During the next 15 hours, he beat her and did a whole bunch of stuff to her. Put her in a chokehold, grabbed her, etc. The home health visit and the home visits was something that I was actually trained in, and we learned how to do. And when I told my husband, God, that's going to be cool because on my way home, I can stop by this person's house. And he's like, oh, hell no. That's not happening. You're not walking into a person's house. And, you know, the danger these therapists or medical providers, pharmacists, all these people put themselves in every day is not addressed. And when something like this happens, you know, for those of you who have been, you know, liking telemedicine, but you want somebody to come to the house to do the urine test and to check the vitals, because that's the next step where telemedicine is going, where, you know, you went to the doctor, you went to your medical provider, now you could go on telemedicine. You're talking to somebody on a holiday or at night, but they're like, look, you need a urine test. You need a blood test. I can't tell if your blood pressure cuff is working. So now there's outfits that actually will send a nurse or somebody to your house to do those. Well, again, medicine cannot always be done virtually. You will need some one-on-one, even though a lot of therapists are working virtually and a lot of doctors are working virtually. But if a person is going to be afraid to go into your home because you're going to hold them hostage, rape them, kill them, whatever, then you are going to not see a very enthusiastic field and group of specialists want to go into your house and go to your home. And that's what people want. People want home health. They want nurses and people to come into the house. And it's been done for centuries in our country, yeah, years, decades. But it's sadly, if you have somebody with severe mental illness, it could put you in a very dangerous position. And healthcare workers are constantly facing threats. It's not appropriate. People are angry. They're mean. They want their medication. Many of the shootings that happened in Nevada, as it pertained to the doctor getting shot, had to do with the narcotic. The person was in pain. They wanted the narcotic. When the doctor said they couldn't, they got shot. The laws that we have, the restrictive laws, are making a lot of doctors say, I'm not doing it. And when the patient's like, but I'm in pain, and the doctor's like, I'm not doing it. I don't want to risk going to jail. There's all these rules and regulations. If I miss one, I could get in trouble. To a patient who's in pain and upset and maybe with mental illness, they don't like that. So you doctors don't want to be in a position of saying no. But now with antibiotic stewardship, you know, in the old days, you want an antibiotic, you got an antibiotic. Now, doctors are like, oh, hell no. We are not giving Z-Packs for bronchitis. We're not going to always give an antibiotic for a sinus infection because many sinus infections are viral. This could be COVID. And people are getting mean. They're getting very aggressive. And so when I hear doctors like, I'm out, I'm done, I could see why. I mean, this therapist, a female therapist, who had seen a patient for a while and then that patient turned, that's every therapist's worst nightmare, where your patient wants to kill you. The doctors that got shot, one was in the parking lot in my neck of the woods. One was the doctor went into the patient's room at 8 a.m., said, hey, how's it going? Was gunned down. You're putting your life at risk. You're putting your staff's life at risk. And during COVID and the whole mask issue and mandate issue, many people are like, I don't want to be dealing with angry customers. Everybody wants to go to work and know that it's going to be a nice, happy place. They don't want to think that they're taking their life is going to be in jeopardy. Nobody wants to think that they're going to be doing a home consult and then getting raped. So more professionals are going to telemedicine, and there's less and less professionals that will see you in person unless they start to do something in terms of privacy. Where, okay, now you're going to have a bodyguard. Now there's going to be two people in the room. So if you try to attack them, there's somebody else. And then that ruins it for the rest of us who don't really want a whole audience when we get a pap smear. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.